Several days before my wedding, I came up with an idea to rent a photo booth for a wedding party. When I saw what the rental prices are, I quickly decided that I would do my own, because the cost of building it was close to the cost of renting a photo booth for 2 to 3 hours. By the way, I recorded some material for my YT channel, Gestem Ingenier MPL. My photo booth design consisted of a digital camera, monitor, and Arduino board, without a printer. Printed photos in the ubiquitous times of social media are rather outdated, because everyone prefers a photo for a Facebook rather than a small printout. What's more, from the designer's point of view, a photo booth, omitting a printer is a very good idea, because it greatly simplifies its construction, and it reduces its price and the cost of operation. Most cameras have a mini HDMI output, which can be used to send the image directly to the monitor. In older monitors, there is not always an HDMI socket, then you must use adapters for DVI or D-sub jacks. I did the photo booth at cost, so I have a used monitor, and I am using the mini HDMI D-sub adapter. After connecting the camera, the image from the display appears on the monitor. The device must have a power supply with an adapter pretending to be a battery so that it can work for several hours or more. I set the camera so that after taking each picture, it would display the picture for a certain time. It all the magic of the photo booth. All I had to do was make an Arduino circuit-based layout that triggered the shutter of the camera after pressing the Take a Picture button. The camera's photo control system is based on the Arduino Pro Mini in the 5-volt version. I also used the construction of the device, 6 pieces 12-volt signal lamps, 2 large buttons with backlight, 1 tact switch button, LED, on-off round switch, DC 12-volt socket, resistors with 200 ohm and 10k ohm resistance, 2 optocouplers, 8 NPN transistors, prototype board, female gold pin strips and male, 2.5mm micro jack, 4 nylon spacers, and plastic housing. The scheme of the photo booth control system is very simple. The explanation may start with the fact that the whole is powered by 12-volt DC. There is a good option, because all elements of the system can be supplied with the same voltage. As I mentioned before, the photo budka is controlled by the Arduino Pro Mini board with 5-volt logic. All peripherals are connected to it. The power supply to the PCB is fed to the raw pin, GND ground. 2 big front buttons and 1 small one, placed on the controller's casing, give the possibility of triggering the shutter from the inside of the photo booth connected to pins A0, A1, A2. From the pin D2 to the pin D9, the signaling and high key backlight are connected. Pins D10 and D11 are connected to the camera. Of course, the camera is not connected directly to the Arduino, because both devices have different operating voltage, 3.3-volt camera and Arduino 5-volt. Additionally, it is worth taking care of the camera's safety and electronically separating the Arduino camera system using an optocoupler. With this solution, for a zloty, I have such protection that I can connect up to 1,000-volt and nothing should happen with the camera. The control system is connected to the camera via the cable inlet. This is a 2.5mm micro jack. Proper shorting of the pins of the camera socket allows you to imitate pressing the shutter release button. These are now signal lamps. I admit that I do not know exactly what is in them, but I bet that some LED and resistor. The most important is that they are powered by 12-volt electricity, i.e., they cannot be directly connected to Arduino. And here transistors come in with help. The entire assembly of electronics, explanation of the scheme, operation algorithm, and sketch of the control program can be seen in the following video. I started the construction of the photo booth body by cutting the plywood. I can give you advice so that you do not let her alone in the DIY store. Most large DIY stores have such great saws on which they cut the plates to the nearest millimeter. Iwa.